Our scripture passage this morning is John chapter 11, verses 17 through 44. John 11, 17 through 44. If you would stand this morning for the reading of God's word. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem. Many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die, and whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she replied. "I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is come into the world." And after she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. "The teacher is here," she said, "and is asking for you." When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still in the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who had been with Mary in the house, comforting her, noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. "Come and see, Lord," they replied. Jesus wept. When the Jews said, "See how he loved him," but some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. As it was a cave, a stone laid across the entrance. "Take away the stone," he said. "But Lord," said Martha, the sister of the dead man, "by this time there is a bad odor. He has been in there for 4 days." Then Jesus said, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew you were always, that you would always hear me. But I say this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Funerals are full of emotions. 1 minute, you're sitting there in the pew grieving your lost loved one, and the tears are streaming down your face. And the next minute, as someone gets up and tells a funny story that they encountered or went through with that person, your tears turn to laughter and back to grief. And laughter, and it goes back and forth. And funerals are times of the spectrum of our human emotions. I've been at funerals of people who had no faith to rest in during the time of their grieving, and the hopelessness that you see on their faces as they're mourning their loved one that They just wish they could have one more moment with them or see them one more time, and they know that's not going to happen. Also been the funerals of faithful Christians who their family is resting in the theological understandings of, well, I know that they're dead now, but they're with God, and sometime in the future I'll get to see my loved one again. And almost seems like they're hiding their emotions in those theological truths that, yes, those are true, but there's still a grieving process that's healthy to go through as human beings. God created us to have these emotions, to feel those feelings, and to grieve when we've lost someone who's close to us. Tears are the physical representation of the love that we had for that person who is no longer here with us. Our passage this morning, Jesus is at a funeral. Jesus is at this funeral, or at least he would have been at the funeral if he wasn't 4 days late to it. Our passage this morning says that by the time he got to Bethany, which is where Lazarus was living at the time, says that he had already been dead for 4 days. Jesus was around the area. He had been in Jerusalem just a few days before, preaching and teaching and healing, and as Jesus would do when he went around to places, and because it was Jerusalem, as again Jesus would normally do, the Pharisees got a little bit heated about what was going on and what Jesus was doing, and worried about what Jesus was doing. And because the Pharisees were getting a little heated with it, he as our right before this, scripture says that Jesus went over to the other side of the Jordan River, just to let some things cool down for a time, to probably perhaps himself take a bit of a rest from this ministry that he's in. And as he's across the Jordan River, some people come with a message that your dear friend Lazarus is sick, that he's sick and most likely going to die. It's not looking good for him. But Jesus doesn't do what we think a good friend would do, a good close friend would do at this time. We're probably thinking, well, once Jesus hears this news, he's going to go immediately back to Bethany, maybe even where he was staying as he was ministering in Jerusalem, and go and be with his friend in his final moments. And we know he's Jesus, so maybe he could perform a miracle like we've seen before, and he can be restored to health. But that's not what Jesus does. He waits with his disciples for 4 days. And then he goes to grieve the loss of Lazarus, no longer just ill, but now dead and buried in a tomb. Lazarus has two sisters who we hear about throughout the Gospels, Martha and Mary. Martha is the first one to go and greet Jesus as he's coming into town to be with them and to mourn with them. The first thing that Martha says, Lord, if you had only been here, my brother would not have died. She had a strong faith in Jesus that if he was there, if he hadn't waited those 4 days across the Jordan River, if he had been there when Lazarus, her brother, her dear brother, was sick and dying, that Jesus could have saved her, or him. They have this conversation for a moment. She affirms this belief that she had in Jesus, that if he had been there, surely Lazarus would have not died. And she knows that Jesus and God are close, that whatever Jesus asks, that surely the Father in heaven will give to him. So I wonder if in the back of Martha's mind, she's thinking, well, maybe even if he is dead, Jesus can do something even now in this moment to bring him back. Grief can do that sometimes for us, to make us hope and believe and think just about any way, how can we get our loved one back? Martha even affirms that, as Jesus says, that Lazarus will be risen to life again. She says that, yes, I know that to be true, that in the last days, that people will be raised up to life. Resurrection wasn't an uncommon belief in Judaism. If you read the Old Testament, especially at the end of Isaiah, you get these passages about God recreating the world again at the last times and how everything will be made new again. But Martha's hope was in that future resurrection. It was helping her during this grieving process for her brother. After Jesus and Martha have this conversation, then Martha goes and tells Mary that Jesus is here. When Mary hears that, she gets up and runs to Jesus, and we hear those same words again. Lord, if you had only been here, my brother would not have died. If you had only been here, my brother would not have died. How many times in our own grief have we asked those if only questions or statements? If only I had a few more moments with them, I would tell them how much I love them. If I only had one more day with them, the list of all those things you love to do together. If I only had one more opportunity to speak with them, I would tell them about God's love. Sometimes those if-only statements we have in our grief aren't pointed to those loved ones that we lost, but sometimes it's pointed to Jesus himself, like Martha and Mary's questions were. Well, God, if only you had allowed them to avoid that horrible car accident, or God, if where were you in those cancer treatments? God, if only you had been there, maybe my loved one would still be here today. We have these range of emotions and questions that we go through in grief, because we know that death is not right. Death isn't the way it's supposed to be, but yet it's this reality that we live in each day and that we struggle with. You know, if you've lost someone close to you, that it gets easier with time, but that pain never truly goes away. There will be those instances in your life when situations arise and it'll cause you to remember, and then you're there again, going through that pain and suffering of that loss. In our passage this morning, as Martha and Mary, they're grieving the loss of their beloved brother, as they're asking Jesus these what-if statements and trying to process all of these emotions, we see Jesus entering into their lives and giving them hope, giving them comfort. How does Jesus respond in Martha's and Mary's moment of deep grief? It says Jesus wept. Maybe you've memorized that verse before. It's one of the easiest ones to memorize. But it's a verse that has deeply profound meaning. Maybe one of the deepest verses that you can go into and think of and work out what it means that Jesus wept. That Jesus, the Messiah, the one that was foretold of to deliver the Israelites from their oppression and to lead them into the place where God had for them in the future. That future time that Martha was hopeful for, that the resurrection will happen and all things will be made new, that every tear will be wiped away from their eyes and mourning and suffering and pain will be gone. Jesus, the Messiah, at losing one of his friends, sat down and he wept. He wept tears. He allowed the death of his friend to move him. Jesus, the Messiah, the one who had been praying those 4 days that God would work through him and knew what was going to happen, that in a few short moments he was going to walk over to the grave to tell them to roll the stone back and to tell Lazarus to walk out of there, he allowed himself to weep, to feel the pain of what it means to lose someone near and dear to you. And after he sits there in this pain, in this suffering, in this loss of his dear friend Lazarus, he asked Mary and the crowd around him to show him where his body laid. When he gets there, he asks some people to roll that stone away. Martha, we see, was still thinking about that future resurrection, that time when God will work in the future. She goes practical, like we see Martha do a few times in Scripture, and she says, well, if we roll that stone away, it's going to smell like a dead body. It's been there for 4 days. But Jesus says, roll that stone away. Jesus knew that there wasn't going to be a smell because Lazarus was not dead, but through the power of God, he had risen anew. Stone gets rolled away. He calls in a loud voice to Lazarus, get up, get out of the tomb. I'm sure everybody watching this, you could probably hear a pin drop because of people wondering what would happen next. I'm sure as Lazarus walked out and he was covered in all these linens, I don't know how easy it would have been for him to move in all of that, but I'm sure everybody took a few steps back, like, wait a second, what did we just see here? Jesus says, well, go up and take those linens off. He no longer needs his burial clothes because he is not dead. He is alive. There's a lot that we can take for today from this passage, but I just want to go into that moment when Jesus wept over his friend. There's a lot we can tell about God in that moment that Jesus weeps over Lazarus. Theologians throughout history have said, if we want to know God and to see him, the clearest picture that we have been given is in the second person of the Trinity, Jesus. If we want to know the heart of God, we look at Jesus. If we want to know how God would act, we look at Jesus. When Jesus is weeping over Lazarus, we see the creator of the universe, the God who set all of this into motion, the one who sustains all things. He allows himself to feel the pain and the loss of one of his creatures. That as small and finite as we are compared to the grandeur of God, we have a God who mourns over the loss of one of his creatures. We have a God who allows himself to feel pain, our pain and suffering. We see this when Jesus, face covered with tears, weeps over his dear friend. But it's not just Lazarus that would cause Jesus to cry, to weep. It shows us who God is. That God loved his creation so much that he sent Jesus to come into the world to take on our sinfulness and our human flesh. He allowed himself to feel the pain and the suffering that we do each day, and he took all of that in his love onto the cross for us. That in Jesus, God allowed himself to feel what it means to suffer, to die, to take on our sin, so that we might have new life, as Lazarus has new life in Christ Jesus. In that conversation that Jesus and Martha have, Jesus states this, "I am the resurrection and the life." The resurrection for Jesus isn't some future thing that's going to happen. But Jesus, in that moment that he's talking with Martha, as she's asking those questions, as she's in that grief, he says, "I am the resurrection and the life." The resurrection isn't some concept, but it's a person, the person of Jesus. Resurrection is future, but it's also present here with us now. That as we mourn the loss of our loved one, we know, as Martha did, that sometime in the future there will be a resurrection and we'll all be gathered up together and praise God in those new heavens and new earth. But there's also new life that we experience today. That when we believe in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that just as Lazarus raised from the dead, that God gives us new life in Jesus. Every time we do a baptism, we go into the water and we die to our old self and we rise anew. What Jesus is showing in this story with Mary and Martha and Lazarus, that resurrection is found in him alone. That through faith in him, we have a hope for that future resurrection, but we also know that the power of the resurrection is just as true today as it will be in the future. So how do we live in light of this good news that in Christ Jesus, that he is the resurrection and the life. First thing we can do is we can trust in God and what he says. We know that when Jesus says that I am the resurrection and the life, that that is true, because we see just a few moments after he makes that statement that sure enough, Lazarus walks out of the tomb, that God is able to bring new life where there is death. We see these images of new life all around us each day. Each one of us here, if we believe in Jesus as our Lord and Savior, have experienced this resurrection in our own life. That is, Paul says in Scripture that we were once dead in our transgressions, but have been made alive in Christ Jesus. If we believe in Jesus, we are pictures of what the resurrection life is. We hope for that future resurrection, but we stand confident knowing that God is recreating, restoring, and renewing us even today into his likeness and image. Look for those glimpses into the resurrection throughout this week. Look at those ways that God is recreating you into the new person that he saved you for. Encourage others to live into this truth that they are no longer their old selves, but through Christ Jesus, his death and resurrection, that just as Lazarus rose out of the tomb, that we are being made anew today. Would you pray with me? Father God, we thank you for sending us Christ Jesus. We thank you that in the emotions that Martha and Mary showed the death of their brother, that as Jesus wept over his dear friend, that we see the hearts of God. That we see the hearts of God, the love that he has for his creation, and that he weeps and mourns over each one of his lost. God, we're thankful that through Christ Jesus, that we, as Lazarus was, are raised to new life in Christ Jesus. We pray that we might live more and more into this truth each day, that we might lead others to find this resurrection life as well. It's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen.